For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, once again, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Hung out with Impact Power Sports over the weekend at the Outdoor Show. What a hillbilly convention that was. And outstanding, great place if you want to go get a golf cart, maybe a Yamaha golf cart. They've got a number of, they can make you a Detroit Lions golf cart. Like if you're a Lions fan, you can get a Detroit Lions golf cart. There was a number of those on display. You can check out the Facebook video of me at the Outdoor Show. Fantastic. Anyway, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com is their website. You can also head over to their location in Rockford, Michigan. They're on a 14 mile road. A lot going on here on St. Patrick's Day, already getting beaten up over not wearing green. And Diana came in here not long ago. She has a day off today for, I think it's like, I don't know what break it is. They have so many. But she has the day off today. She came in here and pinched me. Because I guess that's what you do to those that are not wearing green, is you pinch people. Which was nice. If Pooh Bear is going to pinch me, I'll take that. I talked last week about the event known as Irish Off Ionia. And, oh my God, in my discussion about that with you, I talked about how horrible of an event that this is and that local young people have set the bar so low for what is a good time. This event, every year at about this time at the street called Ionia, the various bars, they all open up their doors, of course, as they would on a normal day. And then the parties out on the streets, there's bands playing, and it kind of like has outgrown the area. You know, it's almost like madness. Because so many people just getting ripped in this outdoor celebration. Well, they moved it. And I'm not sure why the reason why they did, but I discussed with you, and you thought I was kidding. Hell, I didn't even know I was telling the truth, that they have everybody fenced in into a bull ring. Well, that's actually the way they did it. So there's this area called Calder Plaza, which is just like a strip of cement with a stupid piece of artwork there. They basically just lined up some food trucks, put some stupid band on, and then they put you in a pen, you drink green beer, and people were bitching because the wait was like 30 minutes for a beer. So stupid. And everybody hated it. Chris describes it as Hunger Games at Calder Plaza. My God. So it was a complete shit show. Now, I happened to be downtown because I had the outdoor show. And where the outdoor show is, it's reasonably close to where that is. Well, our downtown here is not that big at all. you can get to the other side of it in short order. And they have available to transport you all of these those rent-a-bikes and those rent-a-scooters. You just like hold your phone up to it and it unlocks, and then you got your fucking bike. You just take off. Well, what they do around here with these things, with these bikes and these scooters, because we can't have nice things, because as you use it, when you're done, you just stop and leave it there. That's what you're supposed to do. If you happen to get outside of the perimeter of as far as it will go, it just stops. Like, you can't use it anymore. Especially those scooters. You're like, it's an electric scooter, and then all of a sudden it just stops when you get outside of the perimeter. I was going to bust out a joke, but Maureen got to it ahead of me. God bless her. She says, then you throw it in the river when you're done. And that's exactly right. Because all that these assholes do is they just throw the shit in the river. There's a river nearby here, and people just throw it right in there. Well, I'm driving from, I have a parking spot underneath the police, not underneath the police station, right next to the police station. There's a garage I can park with my iHeart parking pass. I park there. I go into the outdoor show. I get out. I have to go downtown for the basketball game. Saturday night basketball game. So I'll be in town, downtown that whole time. And I drive a short distance from the parking garage to the arena. And in that time, I saw two people with hellacious wipeouts on those fucking scooters. I mean, this guy just hit it so hard, and he lays there. He's just moaning, and his friends are just like driving by and flipping him off. One of them stops to help him up finally, and away they go. Holy cow, was that something to see? And just a drunk fest. You know, oh, God. I'm not judging. I don't like to hang around with people when they're drunk. I don't like to be around drunks. But I know how much of a good time that is. And I love it that drunks come to our town and spend a lot of money. It's an easy way to get them to part with their money. So then I was off to the basketball game. Now, the night before, I was terribly embarrassed because it was a hockey game. And after the hockey game, there's an auction. And how many times have I told you stories about these auctions that happen after the game? And I have done these enough to know that there's a certain set of rules that I have to have within myself in order to have a successful auction. Now, in the old days, these things were like 30, 40 jerseys. It took forever, and it was a real grind. But I did it, you know? This time around, it started out great. When I'm finishing up the game, it's very important that I bring with me, because I have a little roster in front of me so I can, you know, have a quick access to the names. And a lot of the time, these players, I don't know them by face. There's a few that I know by face. And so I struggle with the names sometimes. So I have that little roster with me. And sometimes, because the players will walk out with the jersey and they're going to hold it up and say, hey, buy my jersey. It all goes to charity. So it'll be me and the player. So the player walks up, and I'll be like, all right, here's Sebastian Cosa. Sebastian will be holding the jersey up. All right, let's start the bidding off at $300. You have $300. You have $350 to one of those deals. And so then I go to get out my little roster because I take it with me. And typically, the players, like on their jersey, it'll say that, well, it always says their last name, but sometimes I can't remember their first name I know that sounds insane, considering that I announced the goddamn game. But some people, you don't say their names that often. You know, especially this guy who's walking out, who, as you can obviously tell, I forgot his fucking name. Chris says, name a more dynamic duo than EZ and name struggling. My God, it's so bad. So he's walking out, and I realize that, I mean, I go from my roster, and it's not in my pocket. And so I look at all my pockets. I'm like fumbling around as he's walking towards me, like, fucking A. And I see number 22, Bantle. And I go, oh, fuck. Fuck is this guy? I can't find my roster, and I'm panicking now. Now I have the amount of time from when he walks out of the tunnel to being right next to me is just mere seconds. So all of this happens quite quickly. And I go, oh, shit. And there's one of the staff, and she goes, yeah, it's Bantle. And I go, yeah, Bantle. Now, it would be so bad if I said, all right, let's give away the Bantle jersey. And he's standing right there, you know? I mean, so thankfully, I didn't say this into the mic. You see right here, Carson Bantle. And he's a giant. He's 6'5". So I'm looking up at him. And I go, it's Andre, right? And he goes, no.
Carson Bantle.
Thank you, Bob Kaser. He goes, no, it's Carson. And I'm like, fucking A. You know, here's this guy trying to make a name for himself. And the PA announcer, the one guy who has to know every name, is looking you in the face and calling you Andre. Eric Zane, you miserable asshole. And I said it just like that. I go, Andre? And he goes, Carson. And I go, oh, my God. I go, dude, I am so sorry. And he goes, it's okay, man. It's okay. Like, he was totally cool about it. But I felt like such a dick. Jeremy is way too forgiving. He says he's trying to make a name for himself. He hasn't yet. You're in the clear. No, he kind of has. I mean, he's had a fantastic year. I've announced his name many times. This is a me thing. Half the time it just goes in one brain cell and out the other with me. It's just so embarrassing. Every week we have several stories like this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I at 50, almost 55 years old, oh my God. So ugly. So ugly. Happy birthday to my dad. That's right. Dad turns 91 today. There was a birthday celebration for him this weekend on Saturday that I could not get to because of, the things I just got done talking about. But my brother Jim and Charity Scam Mike and my brother Norman, half-brother Norman got together with my dad and Joanne and my stepsister Elizabeth and Chloe and Sophia and Nick. What a great group. What a great group. And happy birthday, Dad, at 91. I am planning on seeing him coming up on Sunday, which should be outstanding as always. It is time to fill out your brackets. The tournament. All the teams, it used to be like 32 teams, and then it went to 64, and now it's 68 because they have, like, play-in games, and the play-in games start tomorrow. I don't think you have to have your brackets filled out by tomorrow, but I have created a tournament bracket challenge for us to do. Here you go. Now, there's only 25 spots. I have won. Chris D has signed up. And I'm going to share the link. Now, when this one fills up, I've got another one ready to go. So if you want to go in there and fill out your bracket, that'd be fun. We'll see how we do in the Eric Zane Show Podcast Tournament Challenge. I just included the link on the Twitch stream, so you can check that out at your leisure. My bracket is, I think it's pretty straightforward. Molly says, I hate the brackets. They do this shit for work every year. Does someone want to give me answers? No, you just randomly fill it out. That's all that everybody else does. I mean, come on. Chris says, I got mine in. The only basketball I've watched is the end of the Michigan game yesterday. Well, that's more than I've watched. Michigan State, we've got a lot of Michigan State fans. Well, we got a lot of Michigan fans here, too. Michigan State choked it off. They lost to Wisconsin, who they then lost to Michigan in the Big Ten title game. Not that it matters. Regular season, Michigan State had a tremendous year, and they're a two seed. In fact, I have Michigan State going to the Elite Eight. And then I have them losing to Auburn. Not a lot of creativity, not a lot of upsets in my bracket, as all number ones, Auburn and Florida, Duke and Houston. And then I have Auburn taking on Duke in the final and Duke winning it all. Why, EZ? Well, I don't know. I think there's a player for Duke that got injured at the end of the year that everybody's worried about. But I don't. No one knows anything about these stupid things. You know? There's going to be a bunch of upsets. You know, there'll be some team that's had a great year. And then another team that has, you know, been a pile of shit is going to beat that team. That happens every year. But, you know, it's pretty ugly in my opinion. I don't have any clue, and nor do you. So head over to the link that I just provided in the chat. And if you're listening to this show later on, well, then you just click on the link in the show notes and you can fill it out. Let's update the fat-a-thon. Let's start with Rebecca. She's late to the party. She sent hers in as late as possible today. And I don't think she's happy at all. She writes, I am embarrassed by this week. Even though I'm down 0.75 inches. Now, when she writes, I'm down 0.75 inches, she always writes that, but I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean like... I mean, I don't know what you're measuring. Even though I'm down 0.75 inches, I still managed to put on 3 pounds. My scale did not sync with the app, so I'll send you a screenshot of that when I get home tonight. That's okay. You don't have to do that. And she's tough-talking herself. She says, be fucking better, Rebecca. Be fucking better, Rebecca. I will say, though... And I'm not making excuses. I feel fucking awesome. I've been lifting heavier weights at the gym, more weights than I've lifted in years before my back went to shit and it needed to be fused. And I've got so much more stamina from cardio exercises. Overall, weight sucks, but workouts are friggin' awesome. Well, I mean, perhaps you're gaining muscle mass. I think what she means are her overall measurements, because She measured her arm. She's given me her arm measurements and her chest measurements and her waist measurements. And then I see her hips and her thighs. And I think that totals up to being down 0.75 inches. Okay. She's talking about the scale, so I'm not entirely sure that this is an accurate weight. Oh, yeah, it is an accurate weight. So, yeah, that's what she was saying. She was at 283.7, and then she went up to 286. So I'm writing this as we speak because she got it in late, which, you know, seriously, get it in on time, dick. Up to 286. So that means you gained 2.9, which means that in 3 weeks, now it would be 4 weeks, you were down 11.3, and now you're down 8.4. Oh, yeah, that's going to break your heart. In 8 weeks, let's see. So that means you're averaging 1.05 per week. Well, you know, if you think about it, I've said many times that 1 to 2 pounds a week is good. And I am down 0.5 pound, so, you know, whatever. Let's see. I was at 184 and down to 183.5. That puts me down 1.5 in 2 weeks. Nikki reached out, and I never did hear from her last week, so I thought she was dead. But this is what she writes. Not ignoring you, I promise. I could have sworn I emailed you last week, and I must have dreamt it. I didn't realize it until I listened to the show Thursday night. Anyway, I am at, and then she gives me her weight. My stepfather was in a car accident. He's fine. I need to go pick him up. I don't know my calculations. I'll get back to you. You don't need to worry about it. I got him. All right, so there is a hole in what she, from last week, but I'll just jump and like combine the previous week to this week. So Nikki was at 248.5 and now down to 244.7. That's a 4.2-pound drop from the last time we heard from her, which was 2 weeks ago. But still, she's down 22.98 after 8 weeks. So that's pretty good, actually. 22.9. Okay, 22.9 is what she's down. Divided by 8 weeks. So that is a 2.86 average. Sweet. Jeremy, excuse me. He comes into this week at 259.8. He wrote me what did he write? It's Monday, he wrote, not the best. Really struggling on the weekends right now, but I'll get back my mojo. A pound is still a pound. Well, don't forget, Jeremy, last week, you dropped 4.6, so you might have just struggled on this weekend. He is down, but he's only down 0.9, which puts him at 258.8. And he is down a total of 76.5 pounds. That is, I mean, let's just... think about that. Let that settle in. You were 335.3 pounds. Or 27 weeks ago, you were 335.3 pounds. And here you are now. 76 and a half pounds lighter. that is impressive. And like you said, a pound is a pound. And you lost 0.9, so that's pretty much a pound. In 27 weeks now, you are averaging 2.83 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't, first of all, when it comes to Nikki, I don't have her measurements from last week, so she is not able to win the star on the blubber, because the weight loss to earn star on the blubber is calculated from the previous week. So next week, she would be in the running for star on the blubber. But though she's down 4.2, I don't have figures from last week. So she cannot be awarded star on the blubber. And that's important to point out, because Amanda has again earned star on the blubber. Now, Jeremy last week won star on the blubber, but Amanda has regularly been winning star on the blubber. And credit to her, she is down 2.4 this most recent week. Can I get a fuck yeah? Nice job, young lady. She was at 297. She's down to 294.6. In 9 weeks, she's down 22.2. She is averaging 2.46 pounds per week, and that is creeping up on the number that Jeremy has. Jeremy, at this for quite a while longer, is averaging 2.83 pounds a week, and of course 2.46 for Amanda. That is outstanding. Nikki is averaging 2.86 right now. That is the highest average of our Fatathon members. So, you know, I think overall that's a pretty solid performance. Rebecca is very upset at herself because she gained 2.9 pounds. But I think she'll get the eye of the tiger and get back after it. I don't really have, you know, if a person gains a little bit of weight in like 1 week, I can't really sit there and beat the shit out of somebody for, I mean, I have, but I don't know if I will for just 1 week. It's when we get several weeks in a row that are a disaster, that is what concerns me.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let's go over the total weight loss between all of us. Obviously, some have been at this for quite a while longer. As a group, we've lost 131.58 pounds. 76.5 of that is Jeremy. 22.2 is Amanda. 8.4 is Rebecca. Me, 1.5. 2 weeks. And Nikki, 22.98. Holy shit. All right. Congrats to Amanda for getting star on the blubber. That's really great. Chris is providing words of inspiration. He writes this. Folks, there's a cool quote that I saw this morning, and it goes like this. In my cases, damn it. In many cases, the real talent is being obsessed with the thing. What are you willing to focus on so wholeheartedly that you are happy to ignore nearly everything else? And perhaps more critically, what is worth obsessing over? I love that. What that means there, what he's trying to say, is that you need to focus only on this and ignore your loved ones. So let's say you have a loved one that is struggling with heroin. And the person says, look, can you maybe help me through this? I need you to guide me and hold my hand as I struggle with this addiction. You have to be willing to say no. You have to be willing to say, no, I'm not going to help you. I'm going to help myself. Have someone else do it. Fuck you. Don't be afraid to tell those struggling to leave you alone. So if you're at home and you're like counting your calories and your cousin calls you and says, I need your help. I'm getting ready to hang myself. I've had it with this life. Everything is terrible. My wife just left me. My dog died. My car broke down. I just lost my job, and I'm going to hang myself unless if you talk to me right now. Hang up. Block the number and then leave them alone. Let somebody else deal with that bullshit. No, I'm not helping you. That's great advice, Chris. I am glad you have suggested that to these people. Be willing to ignore those that need help. I think that that is kind of like what I've been trying to say to a number of you is for quite some time. We need to be a little less helpful to others. I think that as time goes on, I mean, this is the Trump administration. We need to follow our leader and be less helpful and less thoughtful to those that need assistance. Man Bun Chris says, focus on your egg whites, easy. Exactly. The other day, I've been doing this. Thank you to Chris for pointing this out. I got somebody reached out and said that there's a person in the neighborhood who was just stricken with cancer. And there's not a lot of hope. And they just started like a meal train where you like go online and you click it and then you like make food for those people. And they said, easy, we know per usual you will take part in this. So we're going to put you down for a couple days on the meal train. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. And they said, why? What's going on? Do you have cancer too? I said, no, I don't want to help them. I'm worrying about myself. I mean, if I'm sitting here trying to lose weight, is anybody coming over and bringing me meals? No. Nobody gives a shit. You know why? That's because I'm taking care of my own problems. So if anybody in the neighborhood is developing cancer or perhaps something terrible is happening, don't look to me for any assistance. And I'm getting overwhelming support from the chat as usual. Kevin says, nobody ever got anywhere by giving shit away. Exactly. I want to start to establish a little bit more of a me mentality for all audience members. It's time to worry about your own. And when I mean your own, I mean you. My son called me the other day and he said, Dad, I go, what? He says, I was wrongfully accused of murder and I'm in jail right now with no bail. Do you think maybe you can get me out of jail? And I said, no. And he said, why not? I said, well, because I don't want to. He says, do you think I did it? And I said, I don't care. I'm only worried about myself nowadays. Until I lose this weight, I am not being bothered with family or whatever that is. No, I'm worried about me. Pooh Bear called me as she was upside down in her car after her vehicle got T-boned. And she said to me, I'm badly injured. I just wanted to call and say I love you in case anything happens. And I said, don't come to me with your problems. And I hung up. Now, fortunately, she was fine. But this is the way you have to do this. Corey writes, cancer is a choice. Corey says, this is what you should have said to Jim. Well, if you had made better choices and become a video game pro instead of giving up on your dreams like a loser, you'd be able to afford bail now, wouldn't you? And then hang up on him. This is what we need to do. I want to start to foster a little bit more of us not thinking so much about each other. I think if we are going to progress as a society, we need to be focused on, not assisting. If we all worried about ourselves, oh my God, we would really make America great again. All right. I don't remember what the fuck I'm supposed to talk about now. I got an interesting, message on Messenger. That's exactly what it was. It was a message on Messenger. And I get these frequently. This happens from time to time. This is in response to who are these free beers? Which we'll be doing on Thursday this week, another Big Fraud Thursday. And typically every day I get some information, some tips about things that happened on the show. This is what I heard today from Chris K. EZ. At 8:05 today, because, I'm hoping you will actually listen to them. And then when you hear things like this, you'll tip me off so that we can feature it on Who Are These Free Beers. He writes us, 8:05 a.m., sex machine free beer, talking about oral sex in front of children. I wrote, what the fuck? He told his wife, quote, you can ride my face until I drown. Except he said he was a lot more graphic, LOL. And I'm like, well, at this point, I don't understand what's happening. I wrote, so basically he was talking dirty to his wife and they happened to be by a kid? Chris says on an elevator and the kids were getting on. They heard him. It's just an embarrassing story, but it's just gross that this 50-plus-year-old man has to tell us explicitly about his sex life. All right. Now, I can't judge that yet, because that sounds hysterical to me. It is a little off-putting to imagine someone as gross-looking as Freebeer with a 30-something-year-old woman, gold digger, sitting on his fucking face. But I am laughing at the idea of kids hearing that and then seeing him Can you imagine if you're a kid getting ready to go onto an elevator and you hear that type of talk, and then you walk in there and it's fucking Bill Belichick looking free beer and her? Ugh. Yeah, that's rough. But I'm not going to judge that yet. That may be great, but I think what it boils down to is the idea that, I'll give them credit for being willing to share. I would say that of all the things that we have covered on that show, that at least sounds interesting. So I don't know if I necessarily want to hate on that segment, but it's just ridiculous that he would say it. Now, again, I've said gross stuff too. But I don't know if it lines up with free beer. You know, you think about it. Free beer between what he is now and what he was is a different person. He would never have dreamt about talking that way prior to meeting the nose. But, and I don't know what the motivation is. He would never have dreamt of talking that way about sweet Amanda, who I love her so much. And she is, of course, best friends with Diana. So I think, honestly, the reason why Greg does that is he's still pissed off at Amanda. And he wants to show her that this is what his life is. That's what I think is what's happening. So that she can feel bad about herself. That's, in my opinion, the intent there. Patrick says the difference is Zane is funny and free beer is for real and it's creepy. Chris says that's what I meant. It was an embarrassing story and kind of funny. It's just gross that he's always got to talk about sex. I think he's dialed it back quite a bit, though. He doesn't do it nearly as much. Cole says you should interview Amanda just like Crazy Ashley. Oh, I've brought it up. I've brought it up many times. I have to keep things close to the vest. There is no intent to do that. No desire to do that. She is as far away from all of this as anybody. All she wants to do is live her life. She had to be married to that fucking guy for that long. And I think she's just, trying to, in a very tidy fashion, move on with her life. It just so happens that the ex-husband is a superstar. Tyler says, how did their divorce go down? I cannot recall reason, etc. I will never tell. I will never, ever give you the information that I know that happened that led to that. I would never dream of that. And I don't want to betray Amanda. Greg, I don't give a shit. Corey writes, one time before I stopped listening, I remember hearing on the show, Joe had Freebeer's number, Freebeer's phone for whatever reason, and Freebeer apologized preemptively to Joe if he accidentally saw a nude that his new girlfriend / wife sent him of her boobies. But if he did happen to see them, he asked Joe what he thought of them. I'm telling you, Greg's a different dude now. The midlife crisis roots run deep, and we've all had them. I had a midlife crisis and never really talked about it, but I did. Greg's is evident with, instant family, instant doubling the size of the family, young wife, the money, the fame, the Tesla. Holy shit. Where else can we go with this? It's just consuming him. He's talked about his taking all the gummies now. That's like a new thing in his change of life. something he never would have dreamt of doing in the past. Just a totally different dude. So anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing that clip and featuring it on this Thursday's edition of Who Are These Free Beers? In fact, I might put Ben Glaze on the case for that one, because he likes these little projects that I have him do. Anyway, I got a... this one came in on Messenger, and now I can't find the fucking thing. If you follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fanpage. This show is going to end in just a handful of moments. Of course, because of the workplace staff meeting. That's right, with Q100. But just the other day, I woke up to this. Sunday, 5:40 a.m. This person writes this. And I love getting these because it gives me an opportunity to just be honest with them. By the way, Corey says, don't forget about the trashy tattoo is peak midlife crisis. That's exactly right. Anyway, this person writes at 5:40 a.m. And I, again, I love it when they come in because it allows me the opportunity to just be frank and honest with these people. And then I more often than not win them over. Person writes, hey, man, I've wrestled with how to ask you this, but I'm just going to go for it. How do you not feel pathetic? Well, I mean, at that point, I'm like, okay, so this is obviously an antagonistic attack. To be this obsessed with your old job, and I get accused of that a lot, an obsession. Like, how do you not feel like less of a man? And don't say, this doesn't make sense. This might be like a drunk text. And don't say your marriage, because no one listens to the radio for marriage advice. I don't know what that means. At what point does it go from commentary to jilted old man trying to be relevant? Now, this is a person that's from the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show Segment 18 Facebook group. I'm genuinely interested to hear what you have to say. I get you're angry at them, but I'm truly interested to hear how you think your path forward will lead to anything lucrative. I want to believe you're better than this. You deserve better than this, but holy shit, dude. So I wrote, when I woke up at 11, hello, Doug. Oops. Sorry. Well, it's somebody named Doug. Hello, Doug. Okay, here's what's up. It's quite common for people to assume that my motivation for my lampooning of free beer and hot wings is because of being angry or being a jilted old man trying to be relevant, but that is not the case at all. It boils down to three reasons. Number one, it's fun. Number two, my audience loves it. Number three, it's profitable. I hope this helps. Thanks for reaching out, and sorry that you enjoy such a shitty show. He says, that's fair. So right away, I'm like, I'm getting to him. I'm getting through to him. Why do you think it's a shitty show? And I said, well, because they stopped actually doing a show. They are lazy and they do not prepare. And then he writes, a lot of games and shouting. So he's agreeing with me at this point. Now think about that. I have sent him two messages and he is agreeing with me. It's because of my talent, all right? I am incredibly honest with anyone who reaches out to me. And I said, however, this is excellent for me. I hope they keep doing business that way. He says, is it really profitable? You can understand how it looks to an outsider, right? And I said, of course, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't. Most people make assumptions, like you are, without ever even listening to my shows. So, yes, I understand. He says, this is fair. Thank you for responding and at least explaining your side of it. Sorry, I approached it so negatively on my end. Now he's apologizing to me. Great fun for me. So satisfying. I said, oh, we're not done. LOL, my turn. What is the motivation for you to out of nowhere, reach out with these questions? He said, curiosity, really? I used to really look up to you. And I said, well, what was it that made you look up to me? He writes, honestly, you were really vocal about your sobriety and tough childhood, and I admired that. And I went, oh, okay, thanks. Then I said, enjoy the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? On me. It's a good one. And I sent him the latest live stream. He says, thanks, man. Good luck. And then I wrote, do me a favor and screenshot and post this conversation in the segment 18 page. I'd like it very much if people there knew where I was coming from. He says, yeah, that's valid. I said, thanks. Then I wrote, I like those folks very much, but I think they are a bit misguided about where I'm coming from. And that's understandable. But every time I go on there, everybody just beats the shit out of me. And he wrote, oh, 100%. He says, again, EZ, from the outside, it looks a certain way. And I said, I get that. But every time I try to explain myself, I get attacked. No one actually reaches out to me like you did. He says, EZ, it's easier to just assume that you're jilted than it is to hear your side. And I wrote, no problem. And I should also add that Greg and I are, in fact, bitter enemies. That does have something to do with this. So I guess as a caveat, that does motivate me to put a little extra stank on it when I review their show. He says, that's disappointing. That's between you and him. And I said, well, sort of. He brought it to the air, so I just reciprocate in kind. He says, you're right. Look, I am sorry I tried to pick a fight with you. Second apology. I just want to have a podcast in the background while I'm working. I'm sorry things got so toxic. I wrote, no, man, I'm glad you did. If people just took the time to ask, my explanation is completely appropriate. Also, I've been thinking about this as well. Do you actually like that show? You indicated that it's a lot of yelling and games. I suspect you've had it with how awful it is. And he says, honestly, at this point, I don't even listen to it. I listen to Jimmy Pardo episodes most of the days. And if you do bring this conversation up, please don't use my name. I don't want to be in the crosshairs from anyone. Well, I didn't say your last name, so you got that. You're kind of shielded. Then I suggested he listen to my show. I said, my daily podcast is 2 hours of free content every single day, and only a small fraction of what I do is discussing those idiots. And I only do that if there's something worth talking about, like your message to me. Thanks, man. I'll give it a listen. All right, now let's think about this. We started with him saying how pathetic I was. Now he's apologized to me twice. Says he doesn't even listen to those cocksuckers, and he's going to check out my show. What the fuck? You know why that happened? Because I'm fucking great, okay? I am absolutely amazing. Holy shit. That was so much fun. Molly says, have you ever gotten an FBHW member to come over here to you? You mean a member of their show or their audience? Because the audience, yes, it happens one at a time, but it does happen. Patrick is a great example of that. Chris in Buffalo is a great example of that. Those two come to mind immediately, and I know there have been others, but asking me to remember anything is difficult. Donut Dan says 5 minutes till Hilljack 100 meeting. Thank you, young man. I appreciate you. Aram writes this. Who Are These Free Beers is the gold standard in the Who Are These genre. It is truly a phenomena that such a bad show can make money and be made fun of. Kind words, and I appreciate them very much. All right. I'm going to leave it right there. In the second half of the show, I'm imagining it'll start probably at about 11:40, 11:45. Okay? So there you go. That's going to wrap up Act 1 of the live stream. Mondays are a little bit different because of the staff meeting coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Q100. But I'll talk to you later on. Thanks for being here. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.